I didn't hear that. Was there someone else? Okay, Summer, then Leslie.
Okay, so just the way I see this.
Hello?
Summer has the floor. Please,
yeah,
Summer, go ahead.
I can
fix up the stack later if necessary. Summer, go ahead.
Okay, the way
finished.
I...
No, that is absolutely disrespectful. I was not finished. You gave me the floor and I said
I
wasn't...
Oh, I apologize. I apologize, Nia, of course.
Not you, Summer, not you. It's George I'm speaking to. I said I wasn't finished, so you let me finish.
Nia, I didn't hear you say you weren't finished.
I didn't hear you
either. It sounded to me like you were finished.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I am deeply, deeply concerned, not only that when this first came up, there was a big to-do on the governance committee about Amy Goodman and people wanting to know where she got her money from and this type of thing, and it caused mass confusion, at least here in New York, and there are well-known producers, I won't say her name, who really objected to that. So I think people aren't donating now, and I think if we start doing that, people might donate even less. But I think we need to have the faith and confidence in our producers that they are getting money from, you know, legitimate sources. Thank you.
Summer.
Yes. I think the difference is between the station, which is a venue for many voices. People sometimes want anonymity because they don't want to be announced on the air. But I think this is really aimed at, we have, you know, specific contracts with specific providers to know whether they are being enriched largely by foundations with whom we might disagree about the freedom of information coming out. So I think that we can still protect, you know, people who want to donate anonymously to the source, you know, to the avenue by which this stuff gets out onto the air. But I think it's legitimate when we have contracts with people, if they're getting significant funding from organizations or foundations, that might give us pause that, you know, might be perceived at any rate as influencing what type of information they put out. So I don't think they're necessarily in conflict.
Okay. Leslie.
Yeah. I understand, quite frankly, the backstory to this. I understand what it looks like on paper. I think there are both good and bad intentions behind this, and I'm not going to judge those. I would like to propose an amendment that goes, the Pacifica Foundation will disclose its sources of funding to its affiliates upon request in the same manner and with the same constraints as it requires disclosure from its programmers, program providers, program collectives, and or independent production company. And that's on its way to you by email.
Point of information, Mr. Chair? Well, before that, is there a second for that amendment?
Second.
Okay. Get your point of information, Sean.
Yeah, isn't Leslie's amendment unnecessary because doesn't Pacifica, in its public documents and budget and stuff, lay out where their money's coming from anyways?
Thank you.
Arlene, would you speak to that? I don't know the answer to that.
The answer is no.
I asked Arlene.
I don't believe we do, no.
Okay, thank you.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so Leslie's motion is on the floor. Would anyone like to speak to it?
George? Yeah. Well, until we find out, I don't think we should worry about this amendment because nobody seems to know. Arlene doesn't know. George is unsure. And, you know, I would think that we do lay out in many of our public documents, you know, exactly who gives us our money. I would be amazed if we didn't.
This is Summer. May I speak?
Yes.
I don't think that we certainly don't put every donor out there, and I think that we'd have a lot of problems if we did.
No, I'm not talking about every donor. I know when we say listener, subscriber. I'm sorry, I'm out of order. Go ahead.
You are. Thank you.
Summer on the stack?
Summer, go ahead.
Okay. God, some of these things just feel like such herrings to me. This is specific, $5,000 per year for the production of their program. This isn't saying, does someone really like what this person does? And I don't know. I feel this is, we do give a lot of information in our audits. We are a nonprofit organization, so we're required to provide all kinds of information. We obviously aren't breaking down who our individual donors are, but you know, perhaps someone wants to look for more specificity, but in terms of how this should be worded. But this is looking to see if they're getting large foundation grant money. So maybe it needs to say that instead of from any source. But I have one other thing to say about Leslie's motion, is if we were to try and break out that kind of information on all of our donors and send it to each of our affiliates, to whom we charge very little. I mean, if we think our audits are costing us a lot now, wait until we try to send out that kind of specific information to every affiliate who may be getting our programming for virtually nothing. So anyway, I think it's very...
I'm going to rule Leslie's motion as out of order, as not germane. This is not about Pacifica... You know, the motion itself is not about Pacifica showing to the outside world what it's making. It's Pacifica's intention. It's a motion directed toward Pacifica trying to find out who has access to, by virtue of putting in significant amounts of money, into the programming that's going on its air. So I don't see that it's really germane to that. I'm going to rule it out of order.
Can I get on the stack, Mr. Chair?
Arlene to the stack.
And Jim to the stack.
Alberto, and then Arlene, and then Jim. Okay, Alberto, go ahead.
I am very new to this particular issue. The only thing I would like to say about the issue is that for me, it is saying it mildly, weird. I don't think that we should be dealing, I don't know why, how it got here, but I don't think we should be dealing with that stuff. It's not within our purview. I don't know. I might be not proper in my thought because I don't know what it is, but that motion sounds not too good to my ears. Thank you.
Arlene?
I think it's important that we know anyone that is contributing $5,000 or more specifically for the funding of a specific program.
Mm-hmm.
When we begin to get into that kind of amounts of money, we're beginning to look at situations where, in effect, somebody could be buying time on the air, and by their contribution affecting the content of that particular program. And so I think it's very important that we make sure that that isn't what's happening.
Okay, Jim?
Arlene said what I wanted to say, but I do think that the first paragraph, program providers, that's very nebulous in the sense that if we were to air a program that is produced by another network, then they would not disclose to us their funding sources, and thus we wouldn't be able to get that information from them. They wouldn't have to disclose their funding sources. So program providers, if we're only talking about program providers for individual Pacifica stations, you have to spell that out. If you're talking about all program providers to any of the five Pacifica stations, then you've got a problem.
Yeah. Yes, and it does also say independent production companies, and that, you know, if we're accepting something from a production company, such as Democracy Now, we're going to run into all kinds of problems if we keep language like that in there.
Well, that
we're out of time.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're out of time, folks.
Okay, so we're going to go to a motion to vote on this, unless I hear a motion to extend time. I don't. So
this is Richard. This is Richard. I would like to extend, make a motion. We send for 5 minutes to talk to clarify what Arlene just was talking about.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Okay. Is there any who would like to do that? Who would like to speak to that? Arlene.
I would.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say that I really think we need to look at the language of the very first sentence and make some changes there so that there is clarification that we were talking about programs that are produced at our station.
This is Summer on the stack.
Summer, go ahead.
I understand the trepidation there, but I think if we were to eliminate the people with whom we carry the largest contract, it would defeat the spirit of the motion, which is to see if they're getting large funding from other sources. So I would have to speak against that if one is to support the body of the motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to it?
Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
I was extending because I thought maybe Arlene wanted to delete some of those, and that would take an amendment. I would be willing to make the amendment, but I don't know what would be the proper step to delete.
Bill for the stack.
Bill, go ahead.
Move to refer this back to the governance committee.
Second.
A motion has been made to refer to committee. I believe it's debatable, although I think it is. I'm not quite sure, but I'll say it's debatable anyway. Any discussion about referring to committee?
Yeah, Sean for the stack.
Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of time to put it back into committee. I think, too, if we take out if we take out the independent production clause, people will say we're doing favors for Amy. I think it should be left alone. I think it should be passed. It is well within our fiduciary duty to know who's giving us money, particularly in large sums. I think it should be passed as is. Thank you.
I have something I'd like to add.
Let's wait to the stack also.
Okay. This question was actually debated in the governance committee, and it was understood that in some cases you're not going to be able to get the information when they're independent companies, but that we could ask, and the motion, it was decided in that governance committee that we would ask, that it would be kept in the way it is. Leslie, go ahead.
Yeah, and my question follows up on yours, George. If you agreed that you wouldn't get the information, was there any discussion at all about what would happen if we didn't get the information, or is this just a kind of request that, you know, maybe if you'd like to, we'd send the information on? Is there any penalty involved? Is there any... Do we cancel contracts? What happens if they don't provide the information?
There wasn't a lot of discussion on it. We essentially, this I'm saying we is the committee of last year, felt there was no way to enforce it other than, you know, there's a certain political cost for not responding. But there was no enforcement mechanism proposed.
Would we publicly explain that people were not complying with it? Would we make up a list of people who didn't comply?
It didn't go that far in terms of discussing what to do. It just didn't go that far.
It does say in the motion, hold that information in trust as a public record, so that I would assume like other public records, anyone who was interested could request it from the office.
Jim to the sack. We're out of time again.
We're out of time? Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that if we currently have a contract with an independent production company and this language is not in the contract, then they don't have to abide by this. If we make them, with our new contract that we negotiate with them, agree to this, then we're fine. But if we haven't already put this in the contract that they currently have, we can't do that until the contract runs out.
Hey, Arlene here.
Arlene, go ahead.
I just have to say that I have some problems with going back to an Amy and asking for information like this when we're four months in arrears in payments to her, and I'm trying to 5 months in arrears, and I'm trying to, you know, keep a good relationship and keep her working with us when we owe her that much money.
Summer with an amendment.
Summer, go ahead.
That we insert language that this will go into effect when negotiating
new contracts with people with whom we already hold contracts, because that's a reasonable contract issue. You know, we can't.
Second, we are done.
Second.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Yeah, what's on the floor is actually the motion to refer to committee. I presume that's the point of order you're going to make, Bill.
Yes.
So we can't go back and amend the motion until we dispose of that.
Okay.
And we're out of time. So unless I hear another motion to extend time, we're going to move to a vote on whether or not to send it back to committee. Okay, I don't hear a motion to extend time. So is there any objection to sending it back to committee?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Would you take a vote on that, Richard?
Okay. This is to refer the motion to the governance committee.
Right.
Shiram Ahmir. Shiram.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wenzala?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
No.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Larrero?
No.
Richard Uzel, no. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jennifer Jaeger?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimori Orendorf? Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
Abstain.
Eight, four. 10 against and 1 abstain.
Okay, so the motion to refer to committee fails. We're out of time, so we don't actually have time to make amendments to it. The motion now is in front of us as it stands.
Motion to extend 5 minutes.
Call a question on the amendment, please. On the motion, please.
Second.
I'm sorry, second.
Was the motion to extend?
Can I?
Who made the motion to extend?
To extend for 5 minutes. It was Summer. I made the motion to extend to 5 minutes to insert that amendment. That was all.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion to extend for 5 minutes? Okay. Hearing none. Summer, go ahead and make the motion.
The amendment, I'm not sure if it should go in after the first paragraph, that this will become active with in contractors with whom we, or independent production companies with whom we have contracts at the next contract negotiation.
I believe it was a second for that. Is that correct?
Yes. Campbell John, second.
Okay.
Point of information, George.
Yes, go ahead, Mayor.
May I cross-talk with Ms. Summer just to ask her? She said, at the point of negotiation, what if the person said no? Then what?
Well, I suppose that affects the negotiation. You know, I mean, we can't control that until we get there, but if this is a policy, then it should certainly affect that negotiation. I don't think we can control that, frankly, from here.
I don't understand.
Marcel.
I heard Marcel for the stack.
Yes.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Where exactly in the first paragraph does that go?
I think it should be like a second paragraph. I don't see where you would.
Second,
you know,
paragraph.
Any
programmers.
Contracts with any independent production company, in which we are, I'll work out the exact wording, okay? Let the next person discuss it, and I will.
Send it to me.
Thank you.
Okay. Marcel?
I would just add a phrase.
Final done.
Hello? Can you hear me? Okay.
We can.
I would just say that the language is too restrictive. Instead of with whom we have already negotiated contracts. I would just say any new contract to insert the language.
I thought that was the intent of the amendment.
Yes, it's any new contract, and if we are already in a contract, you can't simply, I mean, contract law doesn't allow you to just come in and change something in a contract that's already in effect, but we renegotiate.
No, I just meant in any contract going forward. That was all I was
there
saying.
There you go. Yeah. Well, it's just I wasn't intending to change anything that was already in that motion. So,
Where would you put that, at the very first of the paragraph?
I'm fixing the language. Go ahead and...
We'll fix it. We'll find out. Anyone else want to speak to this? Is there any objection to Summer's motion? Hearing none, the motion is amended as in accordance with Summer's motion. Is there any objection to the motion itself?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Would you take a vote on the motion as amended?
Okay, this is a motion on funding disclosure as amended.
Right.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford. Leslie?
No.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Rico Ross. Rico?
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No, still needs work.
Alberto Lorero.
Pass.
Richard Uzel. I think I'll pass too. Neil Bediaco.
Nope, it's big.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger.
I'll pass.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
No.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimori Orndorff. Marcel Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Tia Wangaza. Shiram Akhmer.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Excuse me. Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner.
No, it's a little vague. Yeah.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Alberto Lorero.
Yes.
Richard Giselle. Yes. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
So 11-4. Is that 7 against and 1 abstain?
Okay, so the motion passes as amended. Okay, we're going to move on to the next motion, which is Leslie's motion. Leslie, would you like to read and motivate that? And Sean, there's 10 minutes for that.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Hang on a second here. I need to pull it up. Where did it go? Someone has it in front of them. They're welcome to read it.
I'll read it, Leslie, and then you can motivate it.
Thank you.
In light of the current financial crisis and the Pacifica Network's identity as community radio, and to conform specifically with Article 5.0 from New Voices of the National Program Policy adopted in 2006, which calls on stations to train current a new volunteer. It's not grammatical. To train new volunteers in order to bring new voices to the air, the Pacifica National Board resolves that the LSBs create working groups at every station to initiate discussions on restructuring, especially the role of paid producers and volunteer staff, and to initiate programming training for community volunteers. This was actually passed by the KPFK LSB in last year by a vote of 8-7. Leslie, you want to motivate it?
Yes, if I could. Our LSB here is, I think, vitally concerned with, at that time and currently, with the budget cuts that reduced our staff considerably here and the necessity to bring on unpaid staff and volunteers to take on some of that workload, we have, as I think most of the stations have, moved to a great dependence on paid staff, and we're having of necessity to shift back to a model with more volunteers and unpaid staff. And we're looking at here, and I hope across the network, at figuring out the best way to do that and to make the smoothest transition. And that is why our LSB brought this motion to the PNB, and so that the LSBs do consider, form working groups, and come up with procedures for making that transition as smooth and as productive as possible.
Okay. I'll take a stack for the discussion.
Sean for the stack. The issue.
Kathy on the stack.
Alberto.
Kathy.
Alberto.
Yeah. Alberto.
Jim.
Jim.
Campbell.
Campbell.
Did you get me, George?
I did. You're first, Sean. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
And Summer.
Summer.
Yeah, what concerns me about this motion is it's one of those motions where it's telling us to do what we already do. We already do recruit tons of volunteers and work with them. And I feel that, you know, we are so overladen here in Pacifica with committees and subcommittees and work groups that this is just another thing to tie up very busy people's times. I don't think it's necessary. Because, like I said, we already recruit volunteers, and we do so, at least at KPFK, quite successfully. And I really feel that this is an unnecessary amendment. Thank you. Unnecessary motion. Thank you. Kathy?
I object to the motion because it creates an environment in which the LSB is beginning to manage the station by choosing people and training people to work at the station. And this strikes me as something that is the purview of the general manager, not the LSB, to provide staff jobs and to allocate volunteers to staff jobs. And it also provides a conflict for any working union at the stations in which jobs being eliminated are going to be filled by volunteers. So I object to the motion.
Okay, Alberto.
Richard on the stack. I apologize, Kathy, for interrupting.
I've got you on the stack, Richard. Alberto.
And Nia, George.
Okay, yeah, I've got you.
Alex, too.
Alex, okay.
Do you have Campbell on stack?
Yes. Jim? I'm sorry, Alberto.
Thank you. KPFT is the shining example of a volunteer-driven programming organization that practically runs itself without paid staff. If any of you are interested in finding out how to have the lowest budgeted radio station in the network and why we do so well, I am sure that you're all welcome to follow our model of being able to do that. Thank you, sir.
Jim?
I think that as it's worded, the part to me that really needs to be fleshed out is whether the station has a current training program that does indeed bring in new volunteers. And if it doesn't, simply calling on the stations to train current new volunteers doesn't accomplish it. You have to identify who is going to do that training if it's not being done. And because it doesn't indicate that in this motion, I can't really go along with it. It has to be spelled out.
You must wait to the stack, please, George.
Okay. Campbell.
Yes. WPFW has a lot of volunteers. I don't think that it takes anything away from the GM to have the LSB involved and engaged in this function. I think it's a very useful kind of function. And this motion, I think the operation of it will be to inspire more of an outreach than perhaps otherwise would occur. Maybe a lot of people who are delegates would think or believe that, oh, gee, that's totally the province of the GM, and that isn't necessarily the way that it ought to be. I think that a vibrant station that's going to have an active volunteer base should also include in this engagement the participation of the LSB. Thank you.
Summer.
Yes, I remember having lots of problems with this motion when it passed by one vote at our local board. I totally am in favor of training interns. I made sure we passed something in our budget, which has yet to be fully utilized to train interns. But I remember having issues specifically with the word restructuring, which is a bankruptcy court kind of overtone quality to it. So I remember not supporting this in the first place. I support the idea of training community volunteers, but I don't like this motion and the way it's put together, particularly the restructuring issues. So, thank you.
Richard.
Yes, I'd like to call the question.
George, I thought Nia was on the stack.
I thought Leslie was on the stack.
And you're next. However, is there a second to calling the question? Okay, here
yeah,
is
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any objection? What is our time, Sean? Sean, how much time do we have for this motion? Okay, can't get that information. Okay, moved and seconded to call the question. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, take a vote on that, please. It requires two-thirds to call the question.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Lorero? Excuse me. Alberto Lorero? Alberto? I can't hear you, Alberto. Richard Giselle? Yes. Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Was that a no?
That was a no.
No. Jennifer Jagger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Alonzo Brown?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimberly Orendorf? Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Fia Wangaza? Sharam Agmir?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, calling the question.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Wenzala?
Pass.
You don't have much time, Joe. Sean O'Brien? Sean O'Brien? Can't hear you, Sean. Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
No.
Joe, I think we're back at you. Who said that?
You missed Summer.
Summer? Did I miss
no.
you? I'm sorry. Joe?
No.
Okay, nobody else passed. Three yes. Twelve no.
Okay, the motion
is passed. Four yes, 12 no.
The motion is still in front of us. Nia, it's your turn.
One abstain.
Yes, I respectfully have to disagree with this motion from my good comrade, Leslie. I have a few questions for her, and I think she's next on the stack, if my memory serves me correctly.
Mm-hmm. She isn't. Ask Alex and then Leslie.
And I'd like to ask
One, what's the perception of the current staff? And two, who populates the working group? Three, what's the basis for membership? And if I can get a convincing argument, then I'll vote differently from the way I'm thinking right now.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Kathy,
we're
on the stack.
If there's no objection, I have Alex and Leslie on the stack.
And Kathy.
Why
don't we just hear from?
Let's hear from the three. Objection. I'll close the stack and we'll just hear from those three. Is there any objection to that? And then we'll go to a vote. So, okay. So, Alex?
Wait a minute. Wasn't I next, George? Didn't you just announce I was next?
Nita said you were next, but I said no, you weren't. Alex is next. And
I'm sorry.
The way you're keeping the stack.
I object to this motion on the same grounds that were discussed previously by some of my other colleagues. But mostly, I'd like to object to it on the grounds that it's one of those motions that I would class as a motion that makes us feel good but does absolutely nothing. And I think we should, in the future, have a criteria for motions. If all they do is create a committee or create a task force that's supposed to do something, then it's probably not a good motion. I think there's been this method of operation at Pacifica for a long time that if you create a committee, that's going to solve a problem. That's an illusion. The committees don't solve problems. In fact, they generally create more problems than they're worth. So just on that basis alone, I would oppose this motion.
Okay, Leslie.
Yeah, there seems to be some real misunderstanding of what's here. First of all, there's nothing here about recruitment. There's nothing here about mandating anything. This has nothing to do with unions. It is just a work group to initiate discussions. However, I hear and understand and have some of the same reservations as the folks here. I bring it to this body on the orders of my LSB, which is not to say I disagree with the spirit or the intent of it, but the wording is vague, and I would like to refer it to the personnel committee.
For a second.
I object.
May I amend that?
Yeah, point of order. We're out of time. I'm sorry. The motion is out of order.
Right.
We're out of time. Because we're out of time. The only thing we can do is to vote. Please let me finish.
10 minutes.
As a courtesy, and because the groups allowed it, I asked if to have the last three people on the stack be given a chance to speak, but it doesn't supersede the fact that we're out of time and have to move to a vote. So
I'd like to extend 2 minutes.
The only thing that's in order at this point is
second
a motion to extend time. Yes.
George.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
I have a motion to extend time for 2 minutes. I'm going to rule that out of order. That there's no motions allowed. I'm sorry. I'm ruling it
out.
Wait a minute. Would you please let me finish? Thank you. Thank you. We were out of time.
That's right.
At that time, the only thing to do was to take a vote on this. And I asked, we could have extended time at that point. I didn't hear a motion to extend time. I asked if there was any objection to just hearing from the last three people. That does not open the floor up to further motions. It just opens up people commenting on the motion that's on the floor. Once we're out of time, the only thing you can do is to take a vote on that. If you don't like
you
it the way it is...
You didn't do that, and now you're telling me I can't say what I want to say when you...
No, you can say what you want to say, but you cannot make a motion and have it in order. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I wanted to say.
That's incorrect. You can't dictate what we have
that
to say.
That is not incorrect. I've just made a ruling about this. And if you want to challenge the ruling of the... Actually, if you want to challenge the ruling of the chair, that, in fact, it's okay to make motions after time has expired. Please do so.
But no one objected.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear from Kathy, because I think that would be polite and continue the arguing afterwards.
Yes, thank you. Kathy, you're next and last.
Thank you, George. Thank you, everyone. The reason that I made the comment that I did is because this motion was presented as a solution to layoffs at the station. I certainly have no objection to volunteers. We have many volunteers at WBAI. I have no objection to the LSB's volunteering or finding volunteers. What I do object to is the course of replacing staff with volunteers, because it doesn't provide protection to the staff or to the station. And it, and I just wanted to reiterate that that's telling the staff, the general manager, how to run the station. So I object to this motion on that basis, and I just needed to reiterate that. Thank you.
Thank you. We've completed the stack, and my apologies for getting upset about this. We are now at the stage of voting on the main motion. Richard, would you call the roll, please?
Okay, this is on the Radford motion referred from KPFK LSB and working. Niberiaku. Niberiaku. Can't hear you, Nia.
Yeah. Hello.
No.
I hear you now.
No, this is the motion.
No, George wouldn't let me say that.
Nita, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What's your vote?
I am going to respectfully vote no.
Okay. Kathy Davis.
No.
Jennifer Jaeger.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Alonzo Brown.
No, I think the taking it to personnel, good idea.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kimori Orendorf. Marcel Reed.
Abstain.
Jim Bennett.
No.
Pia Wangaza. Shiram Amir.
No.
Is that a no or a pass?
No.
No, okay. All right. Tracy Rosenberg.
I'll vote no.
Andrea Turner.
Respectfully, I'm voting no.
Joe Gonzalez.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Honoring the will of my LSB, yes.
Summer Reese.
No.
Rico Ross.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Alberto Lavrero.
No.
Richard Uzel, no. Two yes. Fifteen, no. Two abstentions.
Okay, so the motion fails. The next motion on the agenda is Joe Gonzalez's motion. Joe, would you like to read and motivate it? And Sean, that's 10 minutes.
Thank you, sir. I guess I should probably more explain it. I've emailed the last about 15 minutes ago the motion that this motion is referring to. What happened was the motion last April, we passed a motion asking, that is, the PMD passed a motion asking the GMs and program directors to report on how they're implementing the bylaws language, requiring that the programming decisions are made in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner. But there was no the most a time for when that, you know, it should be brought back. So the motion before you is simply, you know, it was pending. It's been pending on the board for some time, as you can see. At the time, originally when it was when the motion was put forward, it was requesting a date to report back by the LSPs and GMs and program directors of August 30th, 2009. We obviously passed that date. So I would, I guess, amend my own motion to just change the date to 2010.
Okay, so I don't think we need... We'll take it as introduced with the date corrected.
Fair enough.
Okay. Is anyone want to
speak? August 30th, 2010?
That's right.
Is there any discussion of the motion? Anyone want to speak to it? Is there any objection to the motion?
Discussion.
Okay.
Yes. The... we passed this other CAB motion, and, you know, are any of these, is this overlapping that CAB motion?
No, it's not, if you're asking me.
Okay.
As the maker of the motion, no, it doesn't overlap. I mean, in a sense, you could say it does, but, you know, as a practical matter, no, this is a governance issue. In other words, there's bylaws language which this motion is designed to ensure is being followed.
Yeah, I know, and that was the problem I was having with that CAB one, was that it seemed to be infringing or rubbing up against, maybe in an adverse way, the bylaws language.
Does anyone want to speak to this motion?
Yes, please.
Anyone else?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Who is that?
This is Nia.
Hi, Nia.
Yes. I have a concern that the board shouldn't be passing motions instructing the GMs or telling them what to do, and each station has a programming committee. So I would hope that the programming committee would be making reports on that. So that's my issue. And I, on those bases, I will vote no for this motion.
Summer on the track.
Summer, go ahead.
I would like to hear the entirety of the other motion on this stream, but I don't see these as in conflict, you know, to ask for this type of thing. So that's all. I mean, with the CAB, with the committees, I think it's perfectly reasonable. And the other thing is, if we pass motions at one level, you have to have implementation. I mean, it's like passing legislation with no implementation law. So, I mean, if this is something that was passed by the PNB, then following up on it to make sure we actually get the report seems appropriate.
Yeah, a point of information.
Yes.
Yeah, either Joe or the chair, could you just refresh our memory and help those poor people listening on the stream? It says here, passed by the PNB on April 27th regarding the bylaws provision on collaborative programming decision.
Thank you.
Refresh my memory, will you please, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, would you read that or describe
you.
It?
Yeah, the language from the bylaws is that the local station boards are to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsible to the diverse needs of the listeners and communities served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. We recommend, and then that's the language, then the rest of the motion is, we recommend to the PNB that they request in writing an explanation from the GMs and PDs on how they are implementing this bylaw.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
This is Andrea.
Andrea, go ahead.
Are there standards for this? I mean, who's does the PM does the programming committee have the standards for this, Joe?
What do you mean standards?
Well, I mean, how do you know how to implement this?
May I answer this?
Yes, go ahead.
I think a good example has been, and I can resend it to the PNB and to the Puget Center on the Network, I think it was provided by Ernesto Aguilar at KPFT, who laid out very, I think in a very clear fashion how the program, how he as program director and the manager at KPFT followed this bylaws provision. So, I guess that could be a standard or point of reference.
I have a couple questions also, George. This is Leslie. If I may ask Joe, are these separate reports from the LSBs, GMs, and PDs? And I would say that would be, if we are requesting three reports, horribly uncollaborative of us. And my second concern is what are we going to do when we receive these reports?
Well, as to your first question, I think it's up to each station. They can do separate reports or one report. It's as long as there's input from each of those three parties. I don't think, in other words, as long as there's one report that all three entities have input on, that's fine, or they can do three separate reports. It couldn't be one way or the other. As to what was your second question?
What are we going to do? What's the PNB going to do with these reports when they receive them?
I think we'll decide that when we get the reports back.
Let me say that I was on the governance committee when this was went forward. This is essentially an intent to find out what's happening in the network as far as whether or not we are in fact have collaborative things in place for doing the programming. Are there program councils? Are there not? Are they functioning? Are they not? Are there other things in place? Does the LSB feel excluded from programming? Those kinds of things. So it's essentially get an overview of what's happening in the network. And there was no specific decision as to what we would do with that overview, but we thought it was a good idea.
Exercising oversight.
Yeah.
Is there a stack?
You're first on it, Campbell.
Okay. Yeah. I think that the intent of this is very useful. I am concerned, however, that at least in our area, there's lip service paid to being collaborative, respectful, etc. But what has been undertaken in the comments of more than a few people is that the actions, the reality has been draconian, and there's been no engagement of the staff leadership with the LSB at all. And, I think this would be a wonderful thing. It's almost like mom, home, and apple pie. But you can get a report right now that it ain't happening in D.C. And
we did, and the intention was to gather that kind of information.
Okay. Well, you've got a first chunk that I can provide. And I think that's without any objection.
Anyone else who wants to speak to this?
I would like to move that we change that from beach pack.
Rico would like to speak to this.
Okay, I take it that was a joke from Richard, but I didn't get it. Rico, go ahead.
Yeah, because it sounds to me like this is more of a case of providing us information so that people are at least held somewhat accountable. There doesn't seem to be any punitive damages, but basically it is saying that we would at least have that information of efforts being done to comply. And information is something in itself. And for that reason, I would support this motion.
And we are at time. Okay.
Call the question?
Well, we don't need to. It's at time. So, Richard, is there any objection to the motion as it stands? Okay.
Yes.
Hearing none.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Richard, take the roll, please.
Okay. Alonzo Brown?
What's the question?
This is Gonzalez's motion. Gonzalez's motion to adjust the date on a motion that's already been passed.
Well, I read the motion, and I have no problems with the motion.
So what vote is that on this motion?
I'm in agreement with the motion.
Yes.
Okay, that's yes. Thank you. Campbell Johnson.
Yeah.
Maury Orendorf. Marcel Reed. Marcel? Can't hear you, Marcel. Marcel? You there? Jim Bennett?
Pass?
It was yes. No, I didn't pass. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Okay. I got you, Marcel.
Okay.
And Jim was passing. Thank you. Fia Wingaza. Sharam Amir?
Are we voting on Joe's motion and the amendment?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Hi, just a second. Sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
I pass.
Joe Wenzala? I bet you vote yes.
Yes, sorry.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
I'm thinking about Alex's comments about unnecessary motions. I'm going to pass.
Thank you. Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Lorero?
Yes.
Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako?
Nope, it's LSB's job.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jager?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
I'm still passing.
Abstain.
Can't, Jim. We're here. We're there.
Abstain.
All abstain.
Heard that.
Andrea You're Turner, bad. You pass. Andrea Turner, you pass.
Yeah, I know. I'm voting no. Yeah.
Okay, Leslie Radford.
No.
Fifteen yes, three no, one abstain.
Okay, so the motion passes. The next item is Leslie's motion. Leslie, do you have it in front of you?
I do indeed.
Okay,
but at least,
please?
If I may, thank you. That at least 50 minutes of each in-person Pacifica National Board meeting and at least 25 minutes of one meeting of the PNB each month shall be reserved for reports from the five LSB committees, to be reduced proportionately if the LSB chairs or directors have no report to offer. My motivation here is, like the previous motion, to find out what's going on in the network and to ensure two-way communication between the LSBs and the PNB. Right now, we go back to our LSBs, but our LSBs don't have a regular forum to present their motions, their reports to the PNB. This is to get an overview, like one of our previous motions, and I'd like to point out that we do regularly hear from two of our units, the archives and affiliates. It's only the LSBs that aren't a regular part of our committee reports, and I would like to make sure they have a place there.
Oh, that's nice.
Second.
It's open for discussion. Is
Sean
for
the stack?
Sean?
Yeah.
Get you on.
Okay. This is another one of those feel-good motions, and the problem I really have with it, with all that we have to deal with, folks, all the pressing issues that I don't think are going to go away, to put this much time in to hearing from LSBs that we all set on, and we should be able, as representatives of those LSBs, to bring forth the concerns of those LSBs. This, to me, is a waste of a precious use of time, both at the in-face meetings and on our calls, and therefore I am voting against it. Thank you.
Campbell on Stack.